Aleish Ruch Chelek Beis Reish Lamed Ches. This is now the ninth chapter entitled Hakpada. I don't know if there's a term that encompasses all the meanings of Hakpada. In general, usually it will be beneficial for us to translate it as annoyance, becoming annoyed. It works fairly well in most contexts, not necessarily all. The author says Anoichius, to be selfish, kaas, anger, v'chipus kavoid, and a seeking of or pursuit of kavoid, hem midois ra'ois. These are negative midois. Chesed, savlanus, uzhirus b'chvod abrios, hem midois tavois, ze baru l'chol adam. Those are extremes, and therefore it's clear. We don't need much instruction in these areas. Chesed is good, kaas is bad, it's clear. Hakpada, kimat eina nichneses lesug hamidois ben abrios. Most people wouldn't even categorize hakpada among the midois. Hinireis kitguva hechichis umutzeket, because it seems to most people as a necessary and justified response. I become annoyed because he did something wrong. It doesn't seem like this needs to be analyzed as a midah. Ach chazal melamdim eisanu achres. Chazal had a different perspective. Gemara in Ta'anis, daf chaf. Shalu talmidav esar ada bar ahava, bameh erachta yomim. How is it that you had such a long life? Omar lehem miyomai lo ikpadati besoich beisi. I never got annoyed at home. I was never makpid in my home. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf yud zayin. Omar rova, kol hama'avir al midoisav. Just now we'll see how Rashi explains this phrase, ma'avir al midoisav. So anyone who achieves this, ma'avirin lo el kol peshav, so midah keneged midah, his transgressions are removed. Shenemar neisi avoyin v'oiver al pesha. The pasuk says, "Lemine seven, for whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu carry the avoin? Le'oiver al pesha." Somebody who's himself over al pesha. So Rashi explains, "Hama'avir al midah yisav." What does one have to achieve? She'eino medakdeik limdoid midah lamatzarin esei. He doesn't make a point to respond in kind to those who aggrieve him. Umaniach midah yisav. Hard to translate. Ve'oilech loy. Kmo ein ma'avirin al mitzvois. Like the phrase that Chazal uses, ein ma'avirin al mitzvois, ein ma'avirin al oichalin. When there's a mitzvah to do, you do it without leaving it and ignoring going to the next one. When there's food, the one is not allowed to step over it. So to you, maniach midosav, manichan voilech. He leaves the midah, he leaves it alone. And finally, in Shabbos Daf Lamed, the Rabbanon, the Braisa Leilam, he adam anveson kehilel ve'alye kapdan keshamay. One is enjoined to be humble like a, not a kapdan like a shamay. So these are various indications that hakpada is something that is to be changed. The author says, "V'kivas hakpada le'atzma mador miyuchad." We need to treat hakpada separately by itself. Af shehi lichoira me'anfei hakas, even though it seems to be a branch of anger. Hakas is partzus bezam. Kas is an eruption of anger, of rage. But generally, it doesn't leave an impression in the heart of the person who became angry. In fact, it's somewhat cathartic. One releases the rage. In fact, maybe later on he'll regret his outburst. Hakpada is different. It remains inside. Hishmura heitev balev. It remains concealed in the heart. It might not even be expressed outside or recognized on the outside. But it gnaws at the heart more and more. Over time, it can become transformed into real hatred. At that stage, it has a power to cause awful speech or acts. Sometimes hakpada is one immediate consequence. We stop speaking to that person that I'm annoyed with. Just don't speak to him. The Mishnah there states, how is a soine defined halachically? How do we define a person as a hater? If he didn't speak to that other person 3 days out of enmity. Chazal are teaching us explicitly that to cease speaking to someone out of enmity, out of being annoyed or whatever, is already sin'ah. והנה כעס צריכים ויכולים לכבוש. כעס is something that one can and one should suppress. מישהו אדם כובש את זה. To be a mensch, we said this early in the volume, just a basic mensch requires the ability to suppress one's anger. הקפדה is not like that. הקפדה doesn't mean that you suppress. הקפדה צריכים לפוירר, he says. One has to crumble it, yeah, like we do to chometz, like the Mishnah says. You need to burn chometz or לפוירר. הקפדה has to be crumbled עד שיסר מן הלב, to the point where it's removed from the heart. It's crumbled small enough pieces that they can drop through. וזה הרבה יוסר קשה. It's much harder than to suppress one's anger. להסיר קפדה מהלב עם העבודת הקשה שבמקדש. If there was any doubt so far, this removes it. To remove a kpeda from the heart is one of the hardest things. He's paraphrasing the Gemara in Yoma. Yeah? It speaks about certain services in the Mikdash as being difficult, and he's using that expression that removing kpeda from the heart is one of the hardest things around. This is the subject of the coming chapters, Bezras Hashem. Ad kan.